and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because in the next 10 minutes, we're going to completely crack break-even analysis for your OCR GCSE business exam. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your paper, this episode is going to give you everything you need: the concepts, the calculations, the chart drawing technique, the exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. Break-even analysis is one of those topics that examiners absolutely love. It appears in almost every paper, it rewards candidates who can calculate and evaluate, and the good news is, once you understand the logic, it genuinely clicks. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. What actually is break-even analysis? Simply put, it's a tool that helps a business work out how many units it needs to sell in order to cover all of its costs. Not make a profit, not make a loss, just break-even. That point, the break-even point, is where total revenue equals total costs. Below it, the business is making a loss. Above it, it's making a profit. Now, to understand break-even, you first need to understand the difference between fixed costs and variable costs. Fixed costs are costs that stay the same regardless of how much the business produces. Think rent, insurance, manager salaries. These don't change whether you make 10 products or 10,000. Variable costs, on the other hand, change directly with output. Raw materials, packaging, direct labor paid per unit, these rise as you produce more. Here's the key formula you absolutely must know. The break-even point equals fixed costs divided by the contribution per unit. And contribution per unit is simply the selling price minus the variable cost per unit. Let me give you a worked example. Imagine a business has fixed costs of 800 pounds. Each unit sells for 10 pounds, and the variable cost per unit is 6 pounds. So the contribution per unit is 10 minus 6, which equals 4 pounds. The break-even point is therefore 800 divided by 4, which gives us 200 units. That means the business needs to sell exactly 200 units before it starts making any profit. Now, and this is really important, OCR examiners specifically want you to write the formula before you substitute the numbers. Why? Because method marks are available. Even if you make an arithmetic error, you can still pick up marks for showing the correct formula and method. So always write BEP equals fixed cost divided by contribution per unit, then substitute. Let's talk about the break-even chart because drawing it correctly is a key skill. You'll need a ruler, and I mean that literally. The examiner's mark scheme specifically rewards straight lines. Here's how to draw it. First, draw your axes. The horizontal axis, the x-axis, represents output in units. The vertical axis, the y-axis, represents revenue and costs in pounds. Label both axes with specific units, not just output, but output in units, not just costs, but revenue and costs in pounds sterling. Second, draw the fixed cost line. This is a horizontal straight line that starts at the fixed cost value on the y-axis and runs flat across the chart. It does not start at zero. Third, draw the total cost line. This starts at the same point as the fixed cost line on the y-axis, that's your fixed cost intercept, and then rises with a gradient determined by the variable cost per unit. It is a straight line going upward from that intercept. Fourth, draw the total revenue line. This one starts at the origin, that's the point 0, 0, because if you sell nothing, you earn nothing. It rises steeply as a straight line. The point where the total revenue line and the total cost line intersect is your break-even point. Drop a vertical dashed line from that intersection down to the x-axis and you can read off the break-even output. Draw a horizontal dashed line across to the y-axis to read off the break-even revenue. Now let's talk about the margin of safety. This is the difference between the business's actual level of sales and the break-even output. So if the business is currently selling 350 units and the break-even point is 200 units, the margin of safety is 150 units. On your chart, you show this as a bracket along the x-axis between the break-even point and the current output level. The margin of safety is really important for evaluation questions. A large margin of safety means the business can afford a significant drop in sales before it starts making a loss. It's relatively safe. A small margin of safety means even a small fall in sales could push the business into loss-making territory. It's vulnerable. Examiners love it when candidates use the margin of safety to comment on business risk. Finally, let's think about what happens when variables change. If fixed costs increase, say rent goes up, the fixed cost line shifts upward and the total cost line also shifts up. This means the break-even point increases. The business needs to sell more units to cover its higher costs. If the selling price increases, the total revenue line becomes steeper, and the break-even point falls, fewer units need to be sold to cover costs. If variable costs fall, perhaps cheaper materials, the total cost line becomes less steep, and again, the break-even point falls.
Right, let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year, because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Mistake number one, using total variable costs in the formula instead of variable cost per unit. The denominator must be the per unit figure. If you're given total variable costs for 100 units, divide by 100 first to get the per unit cost before using the formula. Mistake number two, starting the total costs line at zero on the y-axis. This is one of the most common errors on break-even charts. Total costs must start at the fixed cost intercept because even at zero output, the business still has to pay its fixed costs. Mistake number three, confusing the margin of safety with the break-even point itself. The margin of safety is not the break-even output. It is the difference between actual sales and the break-even output. Always subtract. Mistake number four, drawing curved lines. The break-even model assumes that all costs and revenues are linear, straight lines. Do not draw curves to suggest economies of scale. The examiner will not credit this and may penalize your chart. Now for the big exam tip on evaluation questions. If a question asks you to evaluate break-even analysis, you need to discuss its limitations. The key ones are, first, the model assumes all output produced is actually sold. In reality, businesses may have unsold stock. Second, it assumes costs and revenues are constant per unit, which ignores bulk buying discounts or price changes. Third, it's a static model. It gives a snapshot, not a dynamic picture of a changing business environment. When you make these points, try to link them to the specific business context in the question for maximum marks. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready?
Question one, what is the formula for the break-even point?
Fixed cost divided by contribution per unit, or equivalently, fixed cost divided by selling price minus variable cost per unit.
Question two, where does the total revenue line start on a break-even chart?
At the origin, 0, 0, because zero sales means zero revenue.
Question three,
where does the total cost line start on a break-even chart?
At the fixed cost value on the y-axis, not at zero.
Question four, how do you calculate the margin of safety? Actual sales minus break-even output.
Question five,
if fixed costs rise, what happens to the break-even point?
It increases. The business needs to sell more units to break even.
Brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a super quick summary.
Break-even analysis tells a business how many units it must sell to cover all costs. The formula is fixed costs divided by contribution per unit. On the chart, total revenue starts at the origin, total cost starts at the fixed cost intercept, and both are straight lines. The break-even point is where they intersect. The margin of safety is actual sales minus break-even output, and it tells us how much sales can fall before the business makes a loss. And when evaluating, always challenge the assumptions, particularly that all output is sold.
Remember, write your formula first, use a ruler, label your axes, and always link your evaluation to the specific business context. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. Now go and earn those marks.